you are banned.
Okay.
You, your husband, and your wife, whoever else. Okay? Everybody's banned. Go get vaccinated, okay? Save lives.
Yikes. Okay. Talk to you guys later. This might possibly be the weirdest episode of Slightly Offensive that we have ever made regarding a very strange phone call that I received from American Airlines, or allegedly American Airlines. I mean, if you can go to my screen here, I received the number from 1-800-843-6200. And if you can go to my call history on my phone, you can see right here that this is specifically, go back to my screen, the Executive Platinum Desk. And I've gotten phone calls from this number before. Now, if you want to know what that means, I'm a frequent flyer. I am on their platinum level. I even have their credit card, and I use their services frequently. Now, I made a public complaint on Twitter. I have a public profile. I'm verified. I understand that it can be bad for business, but straight up, American Airlines has been delaying flights, doing a very terrible job at getting people places. And I just brought it up and made a public complaint online. Well, about half an hour later, I received a call from the Executive Platinum Desk trying to satiate my fears or my issues and trying to ensure that I continue to fly with them. And about halfway through the conversation, they seem to have figured out who I am, I guess, or they recognized my name and began to abuse me on the phone call. I was so shook. And they ended up like threatening to ban me from the airline. I am so confused. We're going to go through this whole story and everything that happened here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where you always have confetti of color with your favorite top 17 host and now top 18 host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Before we jump into anything, guys, I got to let you know that we have a big show that is coming out. You Are Here is my new daily show, Monday through Friday. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Central live on all platforms. But please, before we launch it, I'm going to let you know that you got to go subscribe to it below by clicking the link in the description or in the pinned comment. Go there, subscribe, turn on the bell. Also subscribe to Sydney Watson. She's going to be my co-host. This is a huge project. I am very excited for this. I'm not going to stop Slightly Offensive if you haven't been keeping track. I'm going to continue doing this show, but I'm going to be doing more shows. I have new crew, everybody. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. Please subscribe. Get on board with the project before we launch later this month. But Savannah, before we go into anything, I told you, I called you and I said, I just got the worst phone call from an American Airlines 1-800 number and I was abused. And I told you that I started recording it halfway through, or like, you know, 25% of the way through.
Yeah.
I sent it to you. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction when you heard how they spoke to me and basically what we're about to show the audience?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if our audience knows this, but sometimes you can be a little bit dramatic, a little bit animated. So I was like, okay, there's no way that this phone call was that crazy. I immediately started busting out laughing within minutes of listening to this phone call because it was just absolute insanity. And I was also shocked. I called you and I was shocked because I was like, is this a real thing? Again, I'm shocked. The people just need to watch the videos for themselves because it's crazy. I can't even explain it.
Yeah. So
what is happening?
So let me give some underlying comments here. If you are watching this video, you need to watch the whole thing all the way through. It will blow your mind. And if you're an American Airlines customer service representative, I want to let you guys know that I called customer service again after this phone call, which came from their number. They verified that this was their number. They could not deny that this call didn't come from them. They agreed that it might have been a rogue employee or employees, I should say, as I spoke to multiple people. They could not say it was fake by any means. They were shook themselves that I had this experience with their services, and we have not solved this issue. And the fact that nobody knows what's going on shows you what kind of place we are in our country. And if this can happen to me and I have a public platform and I can get this out there, I'm scared of what a company like this may be doing to other people. And this is a very far left company. I want to remind you a couple things that, if you can go to my screen, that American Airlines now offers non-binary gender options for booking. Now, yes, I paid $35 in the state of California to become non-binary, but that ID doesn't work to fly and I've never used it to fly. And so, yes, I am registered as a male. I also want to remind you too that they are huge on gender inclusion and diversity, big on the big gay agenda. They talk about, you know, and there's nothing wrong with diversity, by the way, but they're just really big on our culture. We're working to restore our company as the greatest airline in the world and can only do that with employees that are as diverse as the customers that we serve. So we must work to recruit, develop, and retain and engage the very best people, those with unique perspectives, AKA we're going to hire people based off of gender, sex, skin color. This is, again, a very woke company that has a lot of problems. And the best conclusion I can make from this entire conversation is that some point during our conversation, when they pulled up my Twitter feed and talked about the complaint, that they said, so this is you, you are Elijah Schaefer. That's when things took a turn for the worse. But before we listen to this phone call, that we have clipped out the best parts of it, and if you're from American Airlines, I would love to send you the whole conversation because nobody was able to help me with this. I got to remind you that things are pretty tough, and the U.S. value system and American families have been under attack for a while. If you have a family, if you're starting one, or if you have your own, you know, your own self out in the world, you know that accidents can happen and that you need a buffer. You need a financial buffer, but more importantly, you need something for your safety, a safety net to catch you when something happens or something goes wrong, which is why I want to talk to you about the Safety Net Club. So the Safety Net Club is awesome. When you join, you can get access to tons of products, whether you have insurance, like 50% of us do, that have really high deductibles. You can find things, let's say, like, so I have a bad insurance policy, not me personally, but I used to. And if I went to the emergency room, I'd have a high deductible. I broke my arm per se, and I could leave with $2,000, $4,000, even $10,000 in bills. Well, if you join the Safety Net Club, you can find accident protection for about $15 a month, which can cover those gaps in your insurance. Now, these are both for the insured and the non-insured. Also, if you sign up today at safetynet.club and you join today like I have, you can get $10,000 automatically for AD&D, which is accidental dismemberment and death insurance, which means that if you die, this is really kind of helpful, your beneficiaries will get $10,000 to cover your funeral costs or whatever they need associated with your death. But also if you lose an eye or an arm, which can happen today in this world, you can also get $10,000 as well just for joining. You get the safety net built in to protect you and not leave a burden on your family, but you also get access to tons of products. I encourage you to check it out. I'm using it. It helps me to no insurance plan is perfect. This is the best way to join and create a safety net for you, yourself, and your family. If you're struggling to find the right plan or what's going on, go to safetynet.club. That's safetynet.club to get $10,000 automatically of AD&D insurance policy at no cost when you join. This is so important, and I encourage you to check it out. Okay, so let's go ahead and begin this really shocking thing. So
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to re-listen to this because it was so shocking the first time. I was like, okay, I'm ready to re-listen to this and like live react on the show because what in the actual hell?
Okay, I have to lay the groundwork. So I'm here, and I am just chilling. I am doing my life. I am living. I am breathing, and I am working on stuff here at the office. And Stormy Daniels makes a post and says specifically that she was having trouble and problems with her American Airlines flight. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've had a lot of problems recently. You remember even coming back from Vegas, we were delayed like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, it took you guys forever to get back home.
Right.
Forever.
So I've had nothing but problems. Mm-hmm. And can you go to my screen here? I made this tweet here. Stormy Daniels said, after being diverted to OKC, my brother and the rest of the passengers sat on the plane for 12 hours with no food and no explanation. Flight finally made it to DFW to find not a single employee working, no idea of where bags are or how to get his final destination. What the F, American Air? So while I was in the middle of texting our director of programming, Ricky, who was also stuck in Utah, mm-hmm. who couldn't get back from American Air, I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone hates this airline too. Let's dogpile for a second. And I made it like a joke, right? So I wrote, LeMayo, I've had such a horrible experience with American Air the last 6 months. Every single flight delayed, rude customer service, long lines, maintenance issues, sitting on tarmac for long periods, changing to Delta, and I'm a frequent flyer for AA, have their credit card, etc. So I write this specifically.
So you used your freedom of speech. Okay, that was your first mistake.
And here's the deal. I wanted to say this. If it turns out that somebody spoofed American Air and was able to call from their line, or if it was a rogue employee, like a genuine rogue employee, because I don't know how they got the American Airlines. You heard there was like waiting music and everything. I don't know how they got the whole, they had to be from there. They had my information. They knew about me.
Yeah, it sounded like a very legit phone call.
Yes, it was a very legit phone call. So if it's not, and somebody's out there and pranked us, good on you, but American Airlines is going to sue you.
Yeah.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. And if this is American Airlines, there's a potential lawsuit here for sure. They committed, I would say, the borderline of what would be considered a hate crime.
A hate crime in 2021, yes, for sure.
It's that bad.
Mm, it really is.
So the call started out normally, which is why we jump into the phone call. I started recording it when it got bad. The guy calls me. He's like, hello. Like, this is, you know, I basically from the Executive Platinum, blah, blah, blah. It was escalated to me from the social media team that, you had made a complaint online and we wanted to see if we could, you know, help you out in any way to continue to use, basically get your business and continue to offer our services to you. Thank you for being a frequent flyer, et cetera. So I'm like, cool. We talked about it and I said, yeah, these are my basic things. And so then he was like, well, let me bring up the complaint here real fast. And then he was like got kind of quiet and
I feel like we just need to let the call speak for itself.
I know, but I gotta say, so sorry for the quality here. I just started started recording on the computer, putting it up. So it's not the best quality. Cause I was just like trying to record the call. He started attacking my character and began the beginning of a series of many false statements that ended up being proven false. I have to say this. And they ended up just turning out to just be like slander and totally bull. He starts by saying that my flights are delayed. This is when I started filming. My flights are delayed because of my unruly behavior on planes. Let's go ahead and let's play the first part of the conversation.
You're really annoying.
Wait, I'm very confused because I don't even drink on planes. So what are you referring to?
Well, I mean, I can't, you know, I haven't been on a flight with you personally. I don't know if it's drink or drug related. Some kind of inebriation is taking place on the flights. And I guess that is what is bothering the staff and the other passengers.
What are you, I'm a reporter. I'm not even drinking on the planes. Like, are you accusing me of, that's very bizarre. I've never even had when I mean rude customer service, I just meant that like, I've seen them be rude to people and rude to, I've never had any altercations with staff ever.
Yeah, and there is a couple of reports of abusive behavior towards staff, a lot of loud, general loud talking and loud kind of just disruptive behavior on flights. Not something that was serious enough to make a bag up or that they would contact you about, but it does get logged when you kind of have these incidents.
Okay, so pause there. Okay. So he says, this is why I started recording, because he was like, he goes, yeah, it looks, sir, your delays. He goes, so this is you, Elijah Schaefer, on Twitter. So now he knows who I fully am. Like, oh, this is your profile. This is your complaint. I have it in front of me. And this one, he says like, yeah, your delays are because of you. You're inebriated. This is why it sounds legitimate too. It's like your inebriated behavior, general loud talking. Like I'm reading notes here. He says, like abusive behavior towards staff. And okay. So this is why I was like, this can't be real at first, because I'm going, okay, number one, y'all haven't served alcohol on planes for a long time.
Because of COVID protocols, yes.
Sadly, there are times where I wish I could have been inebriated on some of these flights where we were stuck for 2 hours on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Might have been nice to be a little buzzed there, but you didn't serve alcohol. Secondly, they did recently restore serving alcohol in first class, and I wish I could fly first class more, but unfortunately, I don't know if you guys see this, but we report out of a broom closet. So unless I'm using my miles, the last time I had alcohol on a plane was in first class on the way to Vegas with my wife and friends. And I used miles to get it, from my credit card. And there was no inebriation and there was no abuse towards staff. So I'm getting really confused at this point. And I'm going, why is American Airlines telling me that my behavior is what's upsetting them? All I did was make a public complaint. I mean, but if you're listening to this, you know, he was just saying like, look, I don't know, man. I don't have like proof. I mean, like, I'm reading the notes here. This sounds very legit. Again, if this is the prank, American Airlines, you need to sue somebody because they got a hold of your phone number and had information about my flights, et cetera, and what I was doing and understood things about, they have my information and they're calling from your phone number. So this is a very big problem. And if it's not you and this is a rogue employee, I would like an explanation, please, from somebody. So I'm at this point not thinking I'm being targeted. I don't think that this is about who I am. I'm not thinking anything. I'm just thinking they must have like a wrong person up, because I'm never rude to staff. Savannah, verify this, because we fly together more than anybody.
Yep.
I don't fly alone. I always fly with people. What is my general behavior like versus your behavior on planes?
Okay, yeah. And this is our conversation yesterday, too, because I was like, you know, Elijah, if this should happen to one of us, it should be me, because, you know, I'm the biggest anti-masker in regards to being in airports, on the planes, everything. You are so cordial to people. You're the one that actually tells me, like, Sav, be nice. Just put the mask on. Don't be mean to the staff. And I'm like, okay, fine. So you're very cordial to people. You're very professional. You're very quiet. You put your AirPods in, you're sitting there. And every single time we've talked in a flight, we've talked in whispers. And also I'd like to note that, yeah, you never, I don't think you flown alone for the past.
I haven't flown alone. Yeah. I mean, the last time I flew alone was a long time ago to go on Tim Pool's show, like a few months ago.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And I just had surgery and I was sick on medication. I was docile. I was on painkillers.
There's always witnesses to how you behave on flights because you're always traveling with people. So it's absolutely hilarious that they're trying to make this story up at this point.
Yeah. And also I was thinking in my head, I was like, was I inebriated so badly on a plane that I took a flight I don't remember? This must be really bad. That must have been a really bad situation. I flew somewhere and don't remember it, you know? And so I'm like, so I'm talking to this guy and he starts complaining that I'm being abusive towards him. It turns very personal. Let's listen to this part. I mean, it's by the way, if you're following, it's going to get really bad. I'm going to talk to supervisors. I'm going to get through on hold. It's very bad. But listen to this.
What? Sir, you have accused me. I literally made a public tweet and I think this is crazy that you're coming at me from a corporation and calling me and accusing me and saying that my delayed flights have come from unruly behavior. Like, I don't even know what you're referring to.
And I think given the attitude that you've displayed to me today on the phone as well, I think the best thing you can do, that we are putting you on the no-fly list with ourselves and our partners, but it will push for a period of 3 years to give you kind of time to reflect on things and maybe have a better attitude.
You know, I'm recording this conversation, by the way. I have this conversation fully recorded, and so...
Will you get my consent to record my voice?
I don't need your consent. You're a corporation called my private phone. I don't need your consent.
Oh, yes, you do, young man. We're also in a single
consent state. We're in a single consent state, so...
Well, I'm not.
Well, I am, so I'm not... So it doesn't matter. I'm not going to... It's the laws of where I live, so... Sir, this is very bizarre to call me on a line after I make a public tweet and put me on a no-fly list. That's very bizarre. Okay. So here's the point. So I want to bring up a couple things here that are interesting. So mm-hmm. It was a 1-800 number. Part of it's recording weird, but also that's why I'm wondering, like, the whole idea of it being like, we have horrible service up here in general and also horrible service. So sometimes my calls don't come through the best, but also I'm like thinking like it. So this is why I'm talking to him. I'm going, I'm wondering if this is like an internet call, like a prank or something. And they've spoofed the number.
Like someone
going,
from India just like messing around with you.
But like you can see that he's like very, like
professional. He works for an airline.
Yeah. And he was also for like 5 or 6 minutes. Like I did. That's why I started recording. We were having a normal conversation from the airline and like apologizing and saying that they wanted me to continue to fly with them. And he's like saying, you know, well then, you know, because of this abusive behavior, we're gonna put you on a no fly list for 3 years. Now, here's what's interesting is, which we're gonna find out later. Part of the reason why I think there's confusion about what happened is either A, this is a rogue employee, B, somebody is pretending to be American Airlines and has their whole phone number, the ability to put me on hold with their waiting music. You heard, right? That's like waiting music and everything. And they can mimic the whole thing. And they would do that over a tweet for some reason. Or C, once they found out both of them, all of them that I was recording them, they turned around and they're trying to like not do what they originally threatened because they realized I was recording their phone call. But
he
says,
before too, we go to the next video as well. The thing that I want to point out in this video is that he calls you young man. He said, oh no, you can't, young man. And in this next clip, you guys will see why that's important to know.
Yeah, he's telling me, so he's obviously nervous. And this sounds very like a professional person. Like, hey, you can't record my phone call. That's not okay. And so this is when I'm starting to get like suspicious. I'm going like, look, I'm going to need to end up talking to a supervisor to prove that this is like, this is really a company calling me and I'm not being pranked, which is fine. Again, if I am, I am. But if I'm not, then you would have the power to put me on hold and like put me to a supervisor, which I believe is like, I need to talk to a supervisor. But it escalates with him and listen to how it gets like accusatory with me. Let's play video 3.
Madam, if you do not come down, I will have to escalate this to my supervisor.
Matt, sir, I'm a man.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. It's just the voice and everything. God. Do you want to speak to the supervisor?
Is this a real call or is this fake?
Excuse me, what do you mean fake? What?
I mean, you're insulting my voice. Is this real or is this a fake? I can't tell if this is real or not.
Have you been doing some drinking tonight, sir? Is that the problem?
Okay, this is a fake call.
You sound confused and you know.
Okay.
Madam.
He calls me madam.
Are you drunk?
He calls me madam. And the accent, it sounds pretty real. So, like, I gotta say this.
Oh my gosh.
If this is fake people that somehow got my information and know my flight history, good on you. Also, if these are rogue employees, total a-hole, this person. So I'm going, like, because we'd already talked about wanting to talk to a supervisor, and I'm like, this can't be real. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where I was like, if this guy can't put me on hold with waiting music and I can't talk to a supervisor that is nice to me, then I am full being pranked. And if they did set this up, good on them for being the best prank callers in history. And American Airlines, if somebody is doing this, you need to sue them, or maybe you're going to get sued for this phone call. Anyway, this is ridiculous thing that's happening. You know, Savannah, I'm very strict with my phone number anyways.
Yeah.
I just tell people, like, I'm a kind of a dick like that. Like, people are like, can I get your phone number? I just don't give people my phone number.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you have to be. So if they were able to get your phone number, able to put you on a wait with very nice, you know, waiting music as well, and then transfer you to a supervisor, very elaborate prank, I would say.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that's all I got to say is, you got me, Ashton Kutcher, or American Airlines, you have a problem with rogue employees in your company. So he puts me on hold. I'm on hold for a couple minutes or whatever, and I get connected to somebody.
To Kathy.
Who, by the way, this proves what I was saying, because I didn't record the first part of the other phone call.
Okay.
But what I was saying, that, like, it starts out very nice, like, very professional, explaining to me about, like we would expect from a customer service line of somebody who's a frequent flyer. Mm-hmm. Here's how it starts with Kathy. When I get connected, let's listen. Okay, this is a fake call.
You sound confused and you know. Would you like to speak to the supervisor if you're unhappy? I can arrange that right now.
Sure. I don't know if this is real, but sure.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold.
Hello, you've reached Kathy, American Air. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Kathy. I just got connected to you from a gentleman. It was a very confused phone call, and so I'm not entirely sure what was going on there. But it was very confusing, and I'm just going to see if this is legitimate. It sounded like it was a prank phone call, so I couldn't tell.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's weird.
Even Kathy's confused. So
I'm a supervisor here at American Air, so what can I help you with?
Yeah, so I got a call from an individual specifically who saw a public post that I made on Twitter about just experiencing just frustrations with specifically with the last 6 months, with having definitely the last few flights delayed.
So the thing is with American Air, unfortunately, due to, you know, the global situation and whatnot, a lot of our staff and whatnot has chosen not to come back to work. And between you and me, it's because they don't get paid. You know, like, they get paid more for sitting at home rather than coming into work. So, unfortunately, we've had some difficulty finding employees and, like, you know, like, they want to work shifts and everything because, you know, it can be early mornings, late nights, things like that. And as well, you know, with COVID and everything, like, I don't know where you've been traveling or whatnot, but we've had a significant drop in, our flights and whatnot. So, like, there's not just not as many people flying. So then the flights get, you know, canceled or postponed or whatever. It's just not financially, you know, financially good to even have the flight.
So okay. There was the Kathy video.
So before
she goes crazy.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, you can already tell. That's why I'm still very suspicious about this call, and I want American Airlines to explain to me what the hell this is and how do people have my information? How do they know about my flights? And then also, if this is somebody that doesn't work for American Air, like, my point is, you've got to figure this out, because somebody's harassing people on behalf of your company, and you could have a potential lawsuit on your hands. So that's like normal conversation. That's how my conversation with the guy started, just explaining to me what's going on and what's happening. And I got to tell you guys this, though, that things are unpredictable. The fact that the worst part about all this is that we, like, even American Air, when I called them, we'll talk about this later, back to verify this, they couldn't tell me if it was fake or not. That's the worst part. We live in such a turbulent world that you don't even know what's happening or what's coming next. No matter what happens, though, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what happened on this phone call, but I can tell you that you will always need to have food, and that's always going to be your number one concern. And if there's a sudden food shortage, are you prepared as a person? Weird things happen. Bad things happen. And if you're not prepared, you need to get yourself long-term storage emergency food from My Patriot Supply. See, their food stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage, and the hearty meals you'll eat provide 2,000 plus calories a day, exactly what your body needs. My Patriot Supply has been in business for over 13 years. They're the original Patriot preparedness company, and they've served millions of Americans like you. Now, you can also enjoy right now 25% discount on their 4-week emergency food kit, which is very important to have in case anything goes down. There was a week here in Texas where our power grid went down, and we didn't really have many groceries available for a week. So it's nice to have something prepared and in store. You get a wide variety of meals to last you 28 days. That includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. And for the Hobbits, second breakfast. No, I'm just kidding. But for humans, it's a 2,000 plus calorie per day diet, so a lot of us can use that. It's all there in this 4-week kit. You save 25% now. Go to preparewithelijah.com. That's P-R-E-P-A-R-E with Elijah.com. Preparewithelijah.com to save 25% on the 4-week kit. Please prepare yourself with My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithelijah.com to get yourself ready for what might come next. So speaking of what's coming next, this is a long clip, and I pray to God, Savannah, that somebody, like some leftist, sees this video and like makes a response, be like, that was us. We got you. You freaking loser. Like, you tricked you. Like, my point is that I'm not tricked. I'm confused. I was confused on the phone call. I've talked to American Airlines after this. Mm-hmm. I'm still confused. You're confused. No one knows what this is, and no one can explain it to me. And so if you have the answer, please let me know, because there is pending legal issues in a certain direction. Mm-hmm. If you did this, you're going to receive the lawsuit. And if this was American Airlines, you'll probably receive a lawsuit as well.
And then also too, if this is how American Airlines is and how companies are to private American citizens in 2021, then we have a lot more things we need to be concerned about too in regards to the state of our entire country. So
yeah, so things turn south with Kathy, on the phone call. Things turn south with Kathy. Freaking Kathy. Let's go ahead and this is, how long is this? Like 5 minutes?
This is a 4.5 minute clip, but I was...
Just listen to the whole thing.
You have to listen to the whole thing. It's insane.
Go ahead and play it.
Okay, so I'm just reading the notes now. Your principal, just 1 second, okay?
I asked her, could you please look at my profile and see what the guy was talking about?
Okay, so this is what I'm seeing, and we've had issues with you before on flights. We don't know if you're inebriated, if you've had a few drinks beforehand, that's not our concern. It's the fact that, you know, when you abuse our staff, you know, we don't take that lightly at all.
Wait, but I've never had an altercation with staff before. Like, I don't have a problem with your staff. They haven't been rude to me personally.
It doesn't matter. You can't yell at them or, you know, have an attitude or anything. They're just trying to do their job, okay? Now, if you want to have a couple of drinks before your flight, that's fine. But you can't be inebriated on the flight to the point where you abuse staff.
I've never had an altercation with a staff member, ever. I'm a very kind person, even to you right now.
People who call themselves nice people very rarely are nice people. So, okay, this is what I'm willing to do. So, unfortunately, well, you know what? It's forward for us. You are on the no-fly list for the next 3 years, as well as all of your direct family members are on the no-fly for 3 years.
Is this
lightly? And we don't appreciate you abusing our staff when they are just trying to do their jobs. We are severely understaffed. They are overworked, underpaid, and it is ridiculous that people like you come in and try and abuse our staff and think that
what are you referring to?
Ma'am, I'm talking. Okay? Like, you can't come into the flight, abuse the ticket agents, whatever it is. You can't. Okay?
Ma'am, could you point me to the incidents, please, that this that you're referring to? What happened and what day?
You wouldn't wear a mask. Talking about that specific incident. Okay, we are trying to have a safe and healthy work environment for our employees and our customers, and with you refusing to wear a mask.
Ma'am, I wear a mask on every flight.
And it's ridiculous.
Can confirm. Okay?
It is ridiculous that you people think that you can just go.
Who's you people?
You specifically, ma'am.
I'm a sir. It's a. I'm a. Okay. I'm a man.
Really?
Please respect my pronouns.
Oh. Okay. Well, sir, then you can't go around and put the health and safety in jeopardy.
Ma'am, I wear a mask, ma'am. I think you have the wrong person because I have no problem putting on a mask for my flights, and I wear one every flight. Sir. What?
I'm a sir.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't understand. I mean, made a tweet, and I'm getting accused
of
things.
Pause
and
for a second.
This is odd because yeah, if you hear the voice in the background, that's because I have my. That's my friend, by the way, and you can hear him in the background, but it's also, you can hear him in the background, but like I'm being nice. I'm nicer than my friend, right? Like, it's like saying like, respect my, I'm nicer than my friends. Like basically saying like, say this back, like yeah, my respect yeah. my pronouns, blah, 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 blah. Like, excuse me. You can hear in the background, like basically telling me what to say.
Like and actually I'm not, getting heated on your behalf.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not.
Yeah. Any, like if this was me, I would have been a huge bitch. I'm not going to lie. So the fact that you were so calm throughout this entire thing just really speaks to your character. And two, I want to say the jump cuts that were made in this were just me cutting out like the long pauses as these American airline employees were trying to figure out, you know, what incidents they were referring to. So even in regards to me cutting up this clip, it's not like I'm cutting out you, like, you know, going crazy or anything. You're literally the whole time just like,
yeah.
And that's what I'm cutting out.
And also, if you're American Airlines and you want a copy of the full conversation, I'd be happy to mail it to you or like email it to you because it's so ridiculous.
What the hell? I'm a sir.
Let's keep playing it. I think there's more, right?
Oh, yes.
Seems to be very, just very confusing overall.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you're confused. Maybe what could happen is that you could call back when you sobered up a little bit. Okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and end this call because I do not think this is a real phone call. And if it is, this is something very interesting that I would bring into a national level because this is something inappropriate and also very odd. But anyway, I hope it's not.
I was us again, okay, at least for 3 years, and any of our affiliate companies, okay? You are banned.
Okay.
You, your husband, and your wife, whoever else, okay? Everybody's banned.
Okay. Works for me. I wasn't going to use your airline anyway, so that's totally fine.
Go get vaccinated, okay? Save lives.
Yikes. Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Fuck off.
Okay. What did you say?
Hangs up on you. She goes F off and hangs up on you after telling you to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. What? She tells me to get vaccinated and says, this is why I'm like, okay, this has to be a rogue employee because this has just got personal. This is when I realized that whoever this was knows who I am and they understand what's going on. And the real point of this phone call was to harass me because of my politics, because they know that I'm a vocal advocate against this experimental jab that I think is, I don't think it's helpful. I think when I'm reading the CDC and CNN talking about, you know, similar copies of duplication and people who are vaxxed and unvaxxed and me understanding, you know, viral virulence and mutagenesis and being afraid of different variants that could develop because of, resistance in the those who have been protected but are still infected and not understanding long-term side effects, et cetera. I mean, I have reason to like, you know, be hesitant to want to put something that a lying government who says today that they don't know if what they're doing is legal, but they don't care, is telling me to do, forced by companies who are under lawsuits for lying to their customers and have tons of issues with causing on VAERS, which they say is not verifiable, over 11,000 people claiming to have died from the vaccine, which they say is not true. And so it's not verified, but whatever. Okay. We can't, that's the only thing we can't verify is who died from the vaccine. I get it. I get it. 'Cause it's inconvenient. Of course I'm not wanting to get this piece of this crap in my arm. I don't want it, okay? I don't want you to tell me what to do with my life. I don't want it. I've been going to the gym instead. I've been getting healthier. I've been making better choices, and that's what I'm doing. And then someone calls me and tells me to get vaccinated. This is why I have a feeling that it probably was a real employee, I'm thinking. Maybe.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
And that they were just personal and didn't like my politics and like, yeah, this is a woke company. And if it wasn't a real employee, please, someone at American Airlines, explain to me how the hell they got my phone number and called from your number, because I'm not even asking for anything. I just, you know, it became very political. Like, they like knew that I'm conservative. Well, I'm not actually conservative, but they knew that I'm right wing. Clearly they could tell who I was. They had my complaint up and they were nice. And that's what's the weirdest thing. Like, if this was fully a prank, you would feel like they would just call you and be like, hey, you know, you're a bad person, blah, blah, blah.
You suck. Bye. No.
But they start out with like normal, like, yeah. And so, and they try to explain to me and like make their company like, we're sorry. And like, that's a very good answer. Like, you know, like, it's really hard because people either have to work very early or very late. It's hard to get them to come in. And just between
she
you and me.
She admits that nobody wants to get back to work because of all of the government handouts, because they're getting paid more.
Which
not
is true.
To.
A corporate person would understand that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so it, this, if you're listening to this and you're with me, do you understand what this is? Because I am so confused. You're my friend in the background being like, and it's just like, what is even going on? You know? And it's so crazy. It's so insane. I have no idea what to even think about it.
Well, actually, Elijah, too, I do want to say for our viewers that I actually did find a clip of you on an airline. I wasn't going to tell you about this, but I think that it is important for us to have full transparency.
Please.
With our viewers.
Please.
So I would like to leak this clip of you on this flight. This is probably Thank what you. They're referring to.
I hate
oh,
you.
Wait a minute, that's not you.
That's young people.
Oh, are those youths?
Yeah, that, I tell you, the youths are always out of control. The young people are always going crazy on planes.
I thought that's what the American Airlines alleged rogue employees.
Can I just say this? That flying has become the most unenjoyable experience, probably a part of everyday life, other than maybe like having to use the toilet after eating Taco Bell. Like that is comparable, right?
Dude, okay, so I was traveling to Florida this past weekend, and I talked about on my Instagram how dehumanizing it is to go and fly now, because if you refuse to wear a face mask in the airport, people look at you like you're a leper and like you're a terrorist and you're trying to murder them. You might as well be walking around with a freaking like rocket launcher if you're not wearing a face mask. That's how people look at you and treat you, and it's so dehumanizing. So yes, 100%, flying sucks.
Yeah, and they're just rude. Mm-hmm. They're just rude. And I thought it was so funny, too, because I finally understand the transgender community being misgendered.
I know.
Is, you know, there's in real time, there's, you know, I was like, they call me ma'am and madame. And I'm like, it's sir. And I think if you understand, this brought flashbacks back to another situation where I finally relate to this video. I've never related to this video more than ever right now. There's a little bit of me in this person. You guys are just going to cue video 6.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you said, sir.
Sir?
Okay. Mother take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a sir.
I apologize.
Mother
I apologize.
Sounds like the American Airlines employees.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Literally.
Are we living in South Park? Is this real life? Is America just a giant episode of Punk'd?
Yeah, can you go to my screen? So I know American Airlines has been having problems, right? This is not good. Unfortunately, Doug Parker, who's the CEO of things, let's go ahead and read 10 things you didn't know about American Airlines CEO.
Ooh.
For those of you that don't know about this,
let's listen.
Let's go into this. He studied economics and management. Great. He won't discuss his personal travel arrangements. Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Not suspicious at all.
He made $11.3 million in 2017. I'm sure he took a hit during this.
Very specific.
He is trying to end bad labor relations. American Airlines has been plagued by bad labor relations for decades.
Ooh.
And this is something that Doug Parker is working on bringing to an end.
I see.
He gave flight attendants and pilot a mid-contract raise. So obviously people are not happy working there. He married a former flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in trouble with the law.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Doug Parker has been on the wrong side of law on several occasions. He was charged with his third driving under the influence offense in 2007 and was sentenced to one day in jail. So
you should have been like, actually, this is Elijah Schaefer, not the CEO of American Airlines that you're calling about.
Yeah, I was like, inebriated. I'm sorry. Somebody does have a problem with being inebriated at your airlines, and it's the guy running it.
Yeah.
But like, this is what's so ridiculous about this thing is like, this company's plagued with problems. I'm actually switching airlines. I've decided, Savannah, by the way, our new airline is Delta. From here, we're switching company card and everything.
Okay.
I'm changing everything from the show because yeah. I can't, even though we're in DFW's hub and it's going to cost more money. It's so unreliable to fly with them that it's costing us more money. Like I know I'm trying to send you out somewhere again and I can't deal with this crap because I can't wait for them.
I fly Southwest and Southwest gives you your bag for free. And they're like more of like a cheaper airline, I would say, compared to American, but their service is way better than anything I've ever experienced.
Look,
on American.
You're talking to a guy who has, there's a chip on the lens of my camera that people keep thinking is a piece of rice. And this.
No, it is rice. From
look behind you. There's holes in your wall. No, we're gonna work on.
Let's check out my wall. Yeah, I like this little X. He's my friend.
We're in a broom closet. I don't have high standards. Okay, I don't expect a lot.
It doesn't take a lot to make us happy. Damn.
I just expect to be not intentionally misgendered, accused of false things. Now here's what's crazy. So I called American Airlines back, and I called them. If you go back to that picture of my call history. I called them back above there at the 1-800-433-7300 to the basic complaint line. It's not the executive desk. They called me later. I spoke to them. I'm going to let you know that they were alarmed. Okay. I did speak to them that I'm going to reiterate that they could not verify that this was a fake phone call. Okay. So that's my biggest problem is I spoke to American and they were like, this might be real.
Yeah.
They literally said it could be real, but we're looking at your account and this is to clear the air, everybody. Thank God. It turns out, well, they just said, look, I'm just like, your profile is clean. Okay. So they called me back 4 hours later because it was a 4 hour wait time for to talk to a customer service representative. Turns out, drum roll, I do not have a history of being inebriated and abusing staff on American Airlines.
I see. You know what? I never, ever would have expected that, seeing as to the fact that every single time we fly together, you're sober and not inebriated.
I'm telling you.
You're not, you know,
if you delay one
out.
More flight, it might be the first time I get inebriated and abuse your staff because I'm literally getting to that point to where I'm getting pissed. But I'm also a nice enough person. Thank God for the Bible.
No,
because
I like,
would be a very mean person.
When you get mad, you just get calm. You're the first person I've met who, when you get upset, you just go, okay. And that's your response. You just go, okay, that's it.
That's always been people's criticisms on me is that I'm not like mean enough back to people in public. And that's like always been the criticism. But also they were like, they were basically like saying that they're looking into the idea of where this phone call came from and I need to talk to engineering and we need to like escalate this. But then kind of was like, but we can't help you tonight at this time. Goodbye. It was just like,
actually, we're severely understaffed because everyone's getting paid more by the government to stay home. So we'll get back to you in 12 to 14 weeks.
So I know there's a lot of news going on and this is like not the most important thing. But the reason why I bring this up and I want to bring all this up is because we live in a world that's so chaotic that this is going to start happening. There is no good way to explain this. Because if any of the previously mentioned situations are, we were pranked, this is a rogue employee, whatever, we're getting into a situation where now in New York, they are saying that, did you hear about this, Savannah? This is so freaking crazy.
What?
That they're saying that starting in September, that nobody's allowed to go into restaurants or exercise, right? Unless you got the vaccine. So you can't get healthy if you're fat unless you get their vaccine. And what's crazy is they were brought up that like, hey, but children under 12 can't get vaccinated. So how do they get in? And they said the official response was, we didn't think about children when we were crafting the policy.
Did you also see that there are people who have complained that Manhattan restaurants have refused to seat people from foreign countries outside because of their foreign vaccinations?
Really?
Yeah, that was a complaint somebody made on Twitter. He was like, my family tried to go to a restaurant. They refused to seat them because their vaccinations were foreign.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at. And I'm getting to the point too, where the persecution is going to ramp up. It's going to get crazier. And that's what I want to know. And so I'm going to end this by saying to American Airlines, I've been a loyal customer. I've flown with you a lot. I use your credit card for a lot of corporate stuff. So we spend a lot of money on that for flights and things. I have done so many trips. What the hell is going on with your airline? And also, someone please tell me that this isn't real. And if it isn't real, holy shit, what is going on in the world that we believe that it could be? Anyway, if you make it this far in the podcast, please remember to leave a review. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And it really helps us out, guys. This show, I'm not stopping it. In fact, I think we're going to be growing in some ways here at this show. Mm-hmm. We're going to be getting better. They are going to really help us with the set. We are going harder every week. This is insane what's happening. But I want to let you know that if you leave that review, it really helps us out. And because we're demonetized everywhere, this helps us to get advertisers that support the show. And you might get review read as well as if you're a longtime SOB, a slightly offensive backer. If you want to get this show, the new show, you are here. If you want to engage for exclusive content, etc., please become an SOB, a slightly offensive backer. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah and help us fight censorship. Realize the abuse that we get all the time. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah for $10 off your subscription. Let me go ahead and read this. You also get access to Crowder and everybody else as well. We usually have a graphic on the screen, but we don't today because that's just...
I am so sorry.
No, we just don't. Oh, there it is.
I was still shocked about the phone call that I forgot to put it up. Sorry. Yeah. I blame American Airlines.
I'm like, there you go. We have that. you can get
there's
that.
There's our Blaze TV graphic. Sorry, Blaze TV. Blaze
and
TV.
Here's our reviews picked by Savannah. Our review is from Kyle_Raf00. What more could you want in a time where men are women, women are men, and babies are just a cluster of cells that also can't eat in restaurants, even if they're born? There is one man who stands amongst the chaos, providing valuable content while exposing the deep crevices of the left. I remember when Elijah was just a frosty tip soy boy. This is so... You picked these on purpose. I'm going to continue.
No, because they get better.
Was a frosty-tipped soy boy, as if that's not who I am today, with an incredibly, possibly homosexual, high-pitched voice, which, like, literally is still my voice.
Madam, please continue to read the review.
I love how everyone's like, yeah, I thought you wanted to marry a man because your voice is high. It's like, yeah, dude, I wanted to marry Michael.
That's all. That's the only qualification you need for being gay, is the
it's
voice.
It's like, you're effeminate, so you want to marry men. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being so shallow. Doing interviews in the most liberal California universities he could find, which is just Mar universities. Mm-hmm. Now he's married to a beautiful Aussie, lives in a red state, somehow found a better voice, and has a producer that can draw a crowd with her incredible good looks, which is true. I love how like me is like ripping into the fact of like that I'm not a real man, and you, it's like, and your co-host, producer.
No, it gets
is
better.
Amazing.
They end up complimenting you after they roast the entire crap out of you. That's why I pick them, because they get
Are
better.
You lost in modernity? Do traditional values turn you on? Do you have a little bit too much free time? Well, this is the show for you. Elijah's hilarious style of self-deprecation, corny jokes, and videos of mentally ill leftists will leave you wanting more for more. Like, share, and subscribe. All the good stuff. That's totally Flecka's line. Did Flecka's write this?
Maybe.
I'm so mad if he did. I'll be literally, I'm going to kill him. All good stuff and participate. I'm going to treat him like they accused me of treating the American Airlines staff. Stuff and participate in taking back your own country. Listen now.
Mm-hmm. See, it gets better. That's why I pick them, because they roast you, but then they come back and they're like, no, we love you, Lige. You're doing a great job. Yeah. As always.
Mm-hmm. We also have a review from Morgan Adderate. New viewer, love it. Love a show that shows different viewpoints, but points out hypocrisy and evil in the world. Subscriber and follower for life.
Woo! Confetti for that. Yeah. You get some confetti.
Wow. Thank you for speaking truth in a world that is blind and happy to be. We need your light in the darkness. I see that only outlandish people's reviews get read, so I love you, Sav. The real feminine force in a crazy feminist world, Elijah. I love you, but I do like watching your wife more. Okay. I love how every review is like kind of mean to me and nice to the women.
But
She's hotter and has a better accent.
See, that's why I chose it, because everyone loves Kez. So we had to give a little shout out to Kezzy on the show today.
Do they think Sydney's my wife? Because I was going to say this. Oh. Is that so many people think Sydney's my wife. They get them confused.
Do all Australians look and sound the same?
No, people are so like not understanding of like the show and are like, oh, well, thanks for having your wife on again. You go, did you not pay attention to the show so much that you got the name of my wife wrong and you don't know who I'm married to?
Yeah, to the podcast listeners' defense, maybe they just hear the Australian accent and they're like, oh, that's Kezia.
No, Sydney Watson. We introduce her as Sydney Watson. My wife doesn't have a different last name than me, okay? No, and that's not Paul Joseph's wife.
It literally doesn't matter. I put a video on my Instagram yesterday and I was like, I'm in Tampa, and people were commenting, where are you? And that's the average person in America.
You say, like, I'm live in Tampa, like, crazy, where was this video? And you're like,
I'm with my co-host Sydney Watson. Oh, you're with your wife. Yes.
I love your lovely little brown wife on the show. You're like, yeah, that's
your wife just changes it. Every
love,
week.
Yeah, I love when your wife gets a tan and turns into a Mexican Asian woman.
I love your husband, John Doyle.
Yeah. I love when you go when your husband comes on. It's like, thank you, John, our resident Nero queer. Anyway, make sure that you guys keep up with us. Follow us everywhere on social media that you can find. You can also find Savannah has a YouTube as well. Please subscribe to the new YouTube if you have not already. And subscribe. This looks so crazy. I can see your guys' comments on this channel of who comments and subscribed. And do you know, Savannah, that there are regular commenters that like literally comment on every video, hundreds of them, that are not subscribed to this channel. So if that's you, please subscribe.
Go
and
subscribe.
Follow us on podcasts. Share this with friends. We are literally so buried in algorithms. It is all of our, do you know that 93% of our views from the show come from subscribers, which is not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And so literally everyone who watches the show is because you're subscribed. So make sure more people get subscribed.
Please help
and
share
also,
the show.
You know, it's like I wear a little wire just for you guys. That's for you.
We're fancy. Pinkies up.
And if you subscribe, it makes you a good person. And if you don't subscribe, you are morally degenerate.
True. All of that's actually true. Those are all FDA approved statements, just so
you're aware. Yeah, FDA approved. Probably more likely to help you against COVID than the third jab. That's not a medical statement. That is a hypothesis. Do not kill me for that statement. Anyway, if you want to be a good person, please go ahead and check it out. Become a member. All the good things that are on here, or as that review said and Flacca says, all the good stuff. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV that definitely does not get inebriated and abuse American Airlines staff. I just didn't want to fly with them anymore because of bad service, and I got accused of horrible things. American Airlines, please clarify with me what the hell's going on. And if you pranked me and that wasn't American Airlines, I'd like to know who it was, because that was really epic content that you helped us make. Thank you so much for a good episode. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.